This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of BIMSTEC for regional cooperation. The participants are Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
The Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, is a regional multilateral organization which comprises of 7 countries including Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Thailand. The BIMSTEC is in news again as the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is hosting the 2 days BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat in New Delhi. To discuss more on this, we have with us Ambassador Anil Wadhwa. Ambassador Wadhwa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ambassador Wadhwa, before we delve deep into the discussion, I would first like you to explain what BIMSTEC is and also what is the objective of BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat being hosted in New Delhi.
So BIMSTEC was founded in 1997. It comprises of 7 countries, 5 from South Asia and 2 from Southeast Asia. And as we know, the BIMSTEC full form stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation. This organization was formed with a vision to increase cooperation in development of the countries which are surrounding the Bay of Bengal. And, you know, each of these summits that we've had under BIMSTEC, there's been a theme of these summits essentially around resilience to make the region prosperous and the people healthy. The headquarters of BIMSTEC is located in Dhaka in Bangladesh. And this grouping includes all the major countries of South Asia except Maldives, Afghanistan and Pakistan. The organization, therefore, one can say it's an alliance of the countries who are adjacent to the Bay of Bengal. Of course, when the organization was formed, the idea was to have cooperation in multiple sectors around the Bay of Bengal, including growth in development, in energy, technology, in tourism, fisheries, transport, communication, also environmental and disaster management, because that's an important subject for the countries of the region. And then later on, issues like agriculture and cultural cooperation were all added to the agenda. At one point in time, BIMSTEC was concentrating on as many as 14 items on its agenda, which has now been whittled down to about 7 because the countries had a rethink last year and they decided that rather than spread their energies too thin, that the focus should be on the most important topics. We have a situation now where the quarter of the world's population lives in these BIMSTEC countries, and it now is well positioned to act as a bridge or a link, you might call it, between South Asia and Southeast Asia. Currently, the Secretary General of BIMSTEC is from India, is an Indian diplomat, and also because of that, I think India is very much focused on this organization at the moment. The principles of this organization are, first of all, to maintain territorial integrity amongst all the member nations and to sustain the quality of sovereignty of its members. Also, it supports the policy of non-interference in the internal affairs of its members, nurtures a feeling of mutual cooperation, maintains peace and harmony in the whole region. And then, finally, last aim is to achieve political independence in terms of the individuality of the members. Beginning, as I said, with 6 sectors of sectoral cooperation, we had 14 agenda items, now come down to 7.
Ambassador Wadhwa, BIMSTEC strengthens India's Act East policy. It brings together her immediate neighbors and 2 countries of the Southeast Asia. What role is it playing in strengthening India's relations with these countries and boosting regional cooperation as well?
For India, BIMSTEC is one of the most significant organizations in the Southeast Asian region because, as I said, due to its connectivity between 2 different sub-regions, because it acts as a bridge between South Asia and Southeast Asian regions. And Myanmar and Thailand are the Southeast Asian countries which are in the grouping. But India is the largest economy amongst all the members of BIMSTEC, so it holds great importance for India. It's a natural platform for India to fulfill its key foreign policy priorities, which are neighborhood first and Act East, and of course the Sagar concept, which focuses on security. And as China mounts assertive activities in the Bay of Bengal region with increased submarine movement and ship visits in the Indian Ocean now, it is in India's interest to consolidate its internal engagement amongst the BIMSTEC countries. And so don't forget that BIMSTEC has provided us in India an alternative platform to SAARC after the differences between India and Pakistan gained momentum in that organization. Of course, the organization faces many challenges, but at the same time, it has focused on some very important subjects. One of them is on maritime cooperation and enhancement of maritime ties. And so one very important agreement is going to be signed at the summit, the next summit in Bangkok on this topic. The other area that it has focused on is a free trade agreement, but that is taking time because there are some issues still to be sorted out. But most importantly, I think for India, regional cooperation had become very difficult under the umbrella of SAARC, and BIMSTEC therefore has become more visible. And so major projects have been launched by India, and those were halted by Pakistan, but under BIMSTEC it's become feasible. As a trade bloc also, BIMSTEC provides a lot of economic vistas because it has countries with the fastest growing economies in the world. It has great trade potential because the BIMSTEC member countries now control 6% of trade, you know, in the world in just over the last decade, even more than SAARC, which is just 5%, becoming more and more important. And for India, it serves two purposes, a friendly linkage between South and Southeast Asian countries and also a common regional platform with South Asia except Pakistan.
Ambassador Wadhwa, you spoke in detail about how India is looking at BIMSTEC and its importance for India. I would like to ask you, what is the importance of India for other BIMSTEC member states?
So India is seen as the largest economy in BIMSTEC. It is seen, first of all, as a country with a large market for exports of these countries to India. So therefore, there's a lot of focus by these countries on trying to reach, first of all, a free trade agreement. Secondly, the other countries also look to India as a net security provider in the region. And in that respect, there have been a number of steps which have been taken by the National Security Council Secretariat of India by organizing specific meetings in this regard. Third, India has also organized very specific meetings on threat perceptions like cybersecurity in the recent past, because India's focus is on institution building and also capacity building. Of course, when India's interests like connectivity coincides with the interests of the others, then, you know, it's a win-win situation for both. So the BIMSTEC countries are quite focused on connectivity issues at the moment. And in collaboration with other organizations like the ADB, for instance, they've come up with a vision document and some specific projects on where this connectivity can happen in the Bay of Bengal region, especially between India and Bangladesh and Myanmar, etc. And then, of course, the cooperation in health and space, digital public infrastructure, all these are areas in which India has a lot to give to the other countries. And so, therefore, they look forward to these kinds of collaboration, which will only increase in the future.
Ambassador Wadhwa, on 20th May this year, the BIMSTEC Charter came into force. BIMSTEC will now be open to new members and observers with the coming into force of the charter, which was adopted in the 5th summit of the BIMSTEC leaders. The grouping has acquired a legal personality and will be able to enter into a structured diplomatic dialogue with other groupings and countries. In your opinion, how significant is this for a regional grouping to have a say in the dynamic geopolitics? Can you also delve into the various key features of the charter?
Yes, I think the charter is a very important document, and it took a long time for the charter to be developed and for agreement to be reached on the charter. Now, the primary reason why the charter is important is because BIMSTEC is an organization which is not funded adequately for the ambition that it has. So therefore, BIMSTEC, unless it cooperates with other organizations in the region which are doing similar kind of work and collaborates with them and puts its efforts together, it cannot do much in terms of issues like fisheries or environment or disaster management or even financing for connectivity projects. So therefore, specific mandate to this organization for forging these links becomes very important. Secondly, way of getting countries to become observers or invited countries to this organization, it will invite more ideas and perhaps more, it will enrich itself with many more collaborations through these countries. Although at the back of everybody's mind is the fact that China will use the organization later to also try and dominate. But of course, as far as the category of the countries is concerned, if it is set, then of course, one can ensure that this damage cannot be done to the organization. That's what the countries had in mind when they decided on this. One country which comes to mind readily as a country which could be invited in the future and the organization will greatly benefit from that is Indonesia. And Indonesia is a like-minded country which is also be helpful in the linkages between South Asia and Southeast Asia, just like Thailand, for instance. And Myanmar, as you know, has become a little dysfunctional due to the internal situation right now in that country. So Thailand is the only other country which provides that linkage at the moment. If Indonesia comes in as an observer, then some other connectivity initiatives or initiatives like we are going to sign now on maritime cooperation become much more meaningful in the future. So all this will only enrich the organization. And of course, it remains to be seen how much benefits the charter brings to the organization. But every country which is member at the moment is very hopeful that this will be a helpful step.
Ambassador Wadhwa, in his opening remarks this morning, Dr. Jaishankar appealed the member nations to infuse new energies to bolster cooperation amongst them. In all these years, Ambassador Wadhwa, what were the roadblocks or hindrances for the organization which has not led to its speedy progress as expected by everyone?
So one of the main reasons why BIMSTEC has not progressed as much as it could was the fact that it did not meet very often. And the summit level meetings suffered because of lack of availability of the top leadership and finding their convenience to attend these meetings. But as the organization develops and as it gains in importance, and if countries find that it is a source in which regional cooperation can be enhanced, we will find that more and more leaders will start attending these summits on a regular basis. That's one of the reasons. Secondly, the organization is not very well funded. It has a modest budget, and unless, the organization is provided with adequate funds or it forges linkages with other organizations, it cannot achieve the ambitious agenda that it has. Third reason, of course, has been the geopolitical situation, not only in the world, but also in the region itself. As you know, one of the member states, Myanmar, is suffering from internal conflict. And many other countries who are members, for example, Nepal, has seen some political instability in the recent past. Sri Lanka went through a period of a relative economic instability. Of course, they've emerged well out of it. But at the same time, these have an effect on regular meetings and participation of the countries in a regional organization such as BIMSTEC. But going forward, I think there is a lot of promise and countries have to find ways to meet more often, first of all. And also, if they cannot meet at the summit level, then they could increase the working group level meetings because at least cooperation can continue in that format.
Ambassador Wadhwa, the 6th BIMSTEC summit will be hosted by Thailand later this year. What are the key outcomes expected out of the summit, in your opinion?
Outcome which is expected is an agreement on maritime cooperation, maritime linkages. That is something which everyone is looking forward to. The second, outcome out of that summit would be to streamline the ways and workings of BIMSTEC so that it focuses on specific topics in the coming year and does not dissipate its energies looking at many, many things on the agenda. Third issue would be how to provide the necessary linkage between South and Southeast Asian countries, provide that with a common platform, and how to take economic cooperation forward.
Thank you for enlightening us with so many facts, Ambassador Wadhwa, and speaking at length on BIMSTEC and its significance. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of BIMSTEC for regional cooperation. The participants were Anil Wadhwa, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.